The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Northrop Grumman announced earlier this week that a new electronics manufacturing and testing plant will be built in Waynesboro. The facility will have around 331 employees by 2028, with annual employee salaries being around $94,000, according to the News Virginian. Waynesboro's Office of Economic Development and Tourism worked with the Virginia Economic Development Partnership over the last 15 months to bring the facility to Central Virginia. The Waynesboro location beat out-of-state competitors and other spots in the Commonwealth. Henrico officials celebrated the county's yearly achievements on Thursday at their annual State of the County address. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has the story.
The celebration kicks off with sounds from Henrico High School's award-winning marching band. 2023 was an eventful year of investments in Henrico as the county provided over $26 million in tax relief for its residents and increased staff wages by 8%. The county also completed a number of long-term developments like its multi-million dollar sports and event center in Fairfield and broke ground on a number of park renovations and public safety improvements. As Deputy County Manager Brandon Hinton said, Henrico has always delivered on its promises.
You know, many local governments are tapping the brakes when it comes to infrastructure spending. Ladies and gentlemen, not Henrico. When this county makes a promise, it delivers.
As the year comes to a close and new leadership takes over Henrico's Board of Supervisors, time will tell whether the county can continue its long record of achievements. Lyndon German, VPM News.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says he doesn't expect the Biden administration to reverse its decision on where to locate the FBI's new headquarters. But the Democrat did say Thursday he thinks there's a good chance the U.S. Inspector General will look into the site selection process, in part because of the FBI director.
Christopher Wray made their work a little bit easier because he laid it out so plainly in the letter that he wrote to FBI staff with the timeline of what happened, the FBI's expressions of concern about the process, expressions of concern about the change criteria, expressions of concern about the potential conflict of interest.
The selection of Greenbelt, Maryland as the site of the new FBI headquarters last week sparked protest from Virginia's legislative delegation. They say a Fairfax County site was unfairly passed over. On Wednesday, the group sent a letter to the Inspector General requesting a probe of the selection process. Former Richmond Mayor and U.S. Congressman Thomas J. Bliley died at his Henrico County home at the age of 91. Bliley was mayor from 1970 to 1977 and served in Congress from 1981 to 2001. He was succeeded by Republican Representative Eric Cantor, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. While in Congress, Bliley was chairperson for the House Committee on Commerce and helped co-found the Congressional Caucus on Adoption. Funeral arrangements have not been announced. A nonprofit is hosting its annual Bikes for Kids assembly event this weekend. Volunteers will build and test over 350 bikes for kids around Central Virginia, according to the Richmond Area Bicycling Association website. The event will be held at the Richmond Community Tool Bank along Cummings Drive from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. For more information or to sign up as a volunteer, visit raba.org. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM. There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.